The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Well, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Who knows? It could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: his ex-wife won't let me visit him. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 5 months, and he's the best man I've ever been with, and he treats me really good. There's a situation that I'm dealing with, and my man doesn't understand why it's bothering me. When we first met, he had just gotten a divorce. I mean, it was literally finalized the day before I met him. Because it was a quick divorce, he was still living in the house he shared with his wife. He said they didn't put the house in the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house in her name. I thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd move out. We even went to look at apartments and rental houses together. Then he informed me that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. He said the room is on the second floor and it's got a bathroom attached to it and a wet bar section with a tiny fridge in it. He said he's got access to a bedroom upstairs too, because his wife doesn't go upstairs at all. I asked him about the common areas they have to share, and he assured me that he had it all worked out. This has put a strain on our relationship because he has to stay at my house all of the time since I'm not allowed to visit him or even step foot on this woman's property. I popped over there last week to see what would happen, and his ex-wife met me at the door and said if I don't like her rules, then I should let him move in with me. I left and called and cursed him out. He doesn't understand how crazy this is. I'm getting the vibe that he's a sorry but man.
What sorry really ass man.
Yeah, right. That's what she said. What is really going on here? Please help. You know what? I don't like this situation at all for you, because this arrangement is just really stupid. I mean, what are you getting out of this? You're getting nothing but stress and misery and unhappiness. This so-called best guy that you've ever had is living with his ex-wife and paying her rent to live there. As much time as you say he spends at your place, why don't you charge him rent? You should be charging him rent. Maybe that will help him to understand that it's time to get out of his wife's house and move on with you in his life. That means getting his own place. You said you guys have looked at places. What happened? That means getting his own place where you're invited, where you can go over there and hang out and spend the night, things like that that couples do. It makes absolutely no sense for him to still be staying there unless he's, you know, having trouble letting go. He might be. Remember, you said he treats you really well, so he should have moved out when his wife spoke to you so rudely when you popped up over there. His sorry behind did nothing, okay? He's not right for you. I mean, he can barely take care of himself at this point. So you need to do for yourself what he can't do for himself, and that's move on. It's only been 5 months. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Steve?
Wow. This letter got, I don't believe it, written all over it.
Yeah.
I do not understand why this woman is writing this letter, because it don't make no sense. How much time I got to deal with this before we go to break? All right, so here it is. Now, you first met this man, best man you ever had. B never treats you really good. We first met, he had just gotten divorced. I literally finalized the day before I met him. Danger, danger, Will Robertson, danger. Just got out. Now, I know marriages are over long before the date is finalized, so they've probably been going through this, but you did say it was a quick divorce. So he was still living in the house that he shared with his wife, and they didn't put the house in the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house in her name. Well, you can't put it in the divorce settlement because of what he did that brought about the quick divorce. You never mentioned that. Mm-mm. And no, you ain't getting this house. You got to get out. This is my damn house. So now, that's why that didn't get put in the divorce settlement. I thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd move out. Y'all went to look at apartments and rental houses together. He wasn't serious. He was just, you know, appeasing you. Then he informed me that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. He said the room is on the second floor and it's got a bathroom attached to it, a wet bar section with a tiny fridge in it. Listen to me. You mean to tell me that a man gets divorced and his option is to stay in the house with the wife that you've divorced? Because you got a man cave in it with access to a bathroom and a tiny fridge. Now, later on, they say, and the bedroom is accessible, is on another floor. What? Girl, a man cave can't mean that much to you if you ain't the king no more. See, a man cave is only good is if you the king and you got a man cave. But if you ain't the king no more, you ain't got a man cave, you a renter. Matter of fact, you just Airbnb. I don't even see how you
right.
Do. He ain't got nothing. When we come back, I'm going to break your heart.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up.
He in the man cave that a little boy got, a tiny right. Fridge.
Little bitty fridge.
Coming up, Steve's response, part two, at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter's subject for today is ex-wife won't let me visit him. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us.
Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, his ex-wife won't let me visit him.
This man got a divorce. You met him right after he got the divorce. Y'all, the best man you ever met, you say it was a quick divorce. So they didn't put the house into the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house and in her name. So you thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd moved out. Y'all went apartment looking and everything. That was just to appease you. Then he informed you that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. Now, he said the room is on the second floor. It's got a bathroom attached to it, which anything that's got a bathroom attached to it on the second floor is not a full bath. It's a half bath, sink, toilet.
Uh-oh.
I want you to understand this now. Mm-hmm. They don't put showers and stuff on little areas that don't have beds. Not in regular houses, they don't. I'm just telling you. He said the room's on the second floor. It's got bathroom attached to it and a wet bar section. So that means there's a sink. A sink over there with a tiny refrigerator in it. He got access to a bedroom, but the bedroom is upstairs. What? Because his wife doesn't go upstairs at all. What? In her house, she don't go upstairs at all. So you asked him about the common areas that they have to share, and he assured me that he has had it all worked out. So now he don't even have an area of his own. He got common areas with his ex-wife. this has put a strain on our relationship because he's had to stay at my house all of the time since I'm not allowed to visit him or step foot on this woman's property. Now, guess what this crazy woman does? I popped up over there last week to see what would happen, and his ex-wife met me at the door and said, if I don't like her rules, then I should let him move in with me. First of all, you should have never done that. And what you think the woman was going to say? Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Come on in her house, that's in her name, that she done told him he ain't the king no more. This ain't a man cave. This a room. I'm going to give you access to a bedroom that's upstairs, and you're going to pay me money. Mm. And then told you if you don't like the rules, then ought to let him move with me. I left, called, and cussed him out. What you cuss him out for? He told you your ass couldn't come over there.
Right.
He said, don't come over here. This half a crazy. This her house. She making all the rules. He doesn't understand how crazy this is. I'm getting the vibe that he's a sorry ass man. You think? Because I'm going to tell you what's really going on. She say, what's really going on? Please help. All right. First of all, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. Number one, he ain't got no money. Because any man that gets a divorce is not going to live in a subservient position like this with all these rules. He can't have company.
Right. Yeah.
You can't date. And you done brought your ass over there to just see what would happen. And you done damn near got cussed out. So now let's go over what this man has. One, a tiny fridge.
Okay. You're stuck on that.
Two, access to a bedroom, which is not his. He just got access to it. Mm-mm. He has a bath that's probably a half bath. They have to share common areas, and if she in there, she could tell him it ain't common right now. Put your ass back in your man cave.
It ain't common right now.
Just your space is the man cave. Next one. It's her house. It's in her name. Here's the next one. She makes all the rules. Here's the next one. She told you if he don't like it, he can move in with you. Listen to me. A man cave can't mean that much when you ain't king no more. And he done gave up all rights as king. See, what makes you have a man cave is when you king of the castle and your wife gives you a space that she don't allow the kids come in, nothing. That's yours. You can do it like you want to because you the husband. That's your area, baby. Do it like you want to. Y'all want to watch a game, video, whatever you want to do. Right. That's your rule. Mm-hmm. He don't have that no more. You know why? Because now he renting that. Mm-hmm. So you see, he has nothing and he ain't got no money because why would I rent this space that I can't even have company in when I could take my money and get me an apartment? But right. He can't go get the apartment with you because he ain't got his money right because right. He lost it in the divorce. She ain't just take the house. She got the savings. Because whatever he did to get put out, he got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Mm. You That's get right. the feeling he a sorry-ass man. She do, too. That's why he got that damn man cave and he paying rent in it. And he got access to a common area, and he can't have no company. Like he's 16.
All right, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
You dating a teenager.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.